ever thought about running away from home? Selling everything, moving to an island? Well, my next guest might be able to help you do just that. Diane Huth is the runaway Sherpa, a lifestyle coach, best-selling author. She has books that can help you escape to paradise. Her motto is, earn dollars, spend pesos, escape to paradise. And her new book, The Grown-Up's Guide to Running Away, is the book that I think I need to buy immediately, but I've got Diane here so I can pick her brain. First of all, where are we talking to you from, Diane? Where are you right now?
Well, I live on a white sandy beach island called Isla Mujeres. It's called the Island of Women, and it's 7 miles due east of Cancun. So I sit here and I look out my office window and I see the lights sparkling on the hotel zone of Cancun. But I live in a different world.
So how did this, you are obviously American. So yes. How did this, where were you born? Where were you living? Where were you living as an adult when you decided, I'm out?
I was living in San Antonio, Texas for 20 years, working as a university professor, business marketing professional, and then I segued as part of my transition to become a career coach because it's something I can do remotely online. And so I actually make my living as a career coach, coaching people on jobs and writing resumes and helping them with their LinkedIn page. And I do it from my home in paradise.
So
how's that for cool?
I think it's super cool. And I was telling Diane off the air that after coming back from Costa Rica, Chuck and I both went, okay, we need a place here. We need a place in Costa Rica. We've traveled extensively, and Costa Rica was the first place where I felt like, okay, I could live here. I could live in this community and environment. Is that what happened? Or did you decide, you know what? I'm going to seek out my options and end up in this beautiful paradise that you found.
Mine was the straight arrow method. I got off the ferry on this island 6 years ago and tears welled in my eyes. And I said, I'm going to live here forever. It just took a few years to make it happen.
So what would you say to people who are looking to move on a permanent or even temporary basis? Because it does seem like a lot. You're talking about moving to a foreign country. I mean, that seems like kind of a big deal. How do you counsel people on this opportunity?
To me, it was a binary choice. It was either the United States or here. I made the choice to move physically everything and to cut off, you know, living there. But it doesn't have to be. One of the things that I've learned in my research process is the easiest way is to become a snowbird, mm-hmm. just like they do in Florida and Texas. Just keep coming further south. And so you can have a home in two areas. You can live here on my beautiful island, which is a sought-after resort location. You can rent a nice one-bedroom apartment for $400 a month. With utilities, you're talking about $500 a month. With maid every week, $600 a month maximum. You can have a place. You could have it year-round.
Dave, stop packing. Stop packing. Dave's already throwing suitcases on the bed. Put it all back, David. Put it all back right now. David's already got sunscreen on his head right now. Stop it. No. No, I mean, Diane, this is all super appealing, but how do you find a place that's good for you? Because, you know, you could have gone to anywhere, really. So how do you find the right place that you go, yes, you want to have that tears in your eyes moment when you walk to a place and go, yes, this is where I want to be?
Well, there are a lot of different criteria that you can use. You can look objectively and say, I've decided I want to change my life. I want to move for change in life, to feel younger and more active, because I want to reduce costs, because I want a different lifestyle. There's a lot of different reasons that you can move. And so you can either find a place where your heart beats faster, just like you did in Costa Rica and I did here, or you can objectively go out and look. And the first section of my book really talks about the 12 different criteria that you should be really looking at. And there are things like, for number one, lifestyle. Cost of living is very important. You want to go to a low-cost market. Tim Ferriss called it geo-arbitrage, where you use geography to leverage your money. Ease of legal immigration. It's, you know, can you get in? Can you get a visa? Can you live there? Is there going to be a hassle legally? Climate is so important because we want to live where we feel good. Healthcare, medicine, you want to evolve, you know, look at healthcare and medical access. Can you get doctors and are they the quality that you want? Safety and lifestyle, culture, accessibility. How fast does it take you to get there? Can you get good internet access? Can you be on a plane and back home to the States in a couple hours if you want to? And then what kind of a lifestyle do you want? Do you want to live in an urban area or a rural area? There's 12 different things to consider. And that's one of the first things that I talk about in the book. So you can go through and make a checklist and actually say, what's important to me? And it's important if you've got a spouse that you both kind of make your list separately, and then you get together and discuss it and make sure that you're on the same path. And there are trade-offs because you have to let go of something to grab something new.
Right.
So there are things you may have to give up.
So let's talk about some of those. For instance, you actually talk extensively in the writing that you've done that you don't want to try necessarily to move somewhere and work there, because that, I mean, depending on where you are, that can be very challenging, right?
Well, we're moving to a low-cost market. What drives low cost is low wages. So mm-hmm. you don't want to be working for 75 cents an hour. That's what the locals work for. You want to get a $20 or $30 or $40 an hour job. So you want to bring your job with you. And one of the things you can do with corporate America, you can work from anywhere. So why are you doing it in the four walls in Colorado when you could be doing it even half the year in Mexico? All you need is a good phone connection and high-speed internet access, and you're in business. So the best thing you can do is find a job in the U.S. that allows you to work remotely, and then you can reduce your cost of living and 10x your joy factor of life by moving to someplace wonderful.
So,
is to create your own job through consulting or whatever, or starting your own online portable business that you can bring with you. But either way, you want to be earning in dollars and depositing in a U.S. bank account, as opposed to competing with a local. And when you compete with a local, that also puts you in trouble with immigration, because generally they don't want you to compete with local. They want you to come in as a retiree. Mm-hmm. But many countries today are embracing the digital nomads. They've figured this out. Like, these are people, I don't care where they work as long as they're not competing with others in the market. Just bring those dollars here and spend them happily. And the government likes that.
So are there organizations, or if you decide that you want to move to Brazil, I'm just going to use that because you don't live there and I haven't been there. So what do we decide we want to move to Brazil? Are there organizations that you can call and say, what do I need to know? How do you even begin to gather up that information to answer those questions that you have in your book? How do you gather that information up about wherever it is you want to live?
The easiest way is Facebook, quite frankly. Facebook groups, every single place, city, town, village has Facebook groups that will talk you through it. You'll meet the locals. They'll talk about it. The CIA actually has a publication called the CIA Factbook, and that has information on every country in the world, which is a lot of objective data. There's also a publication called International Living Magazine, which I've subscribed to for years, and that gives you lots of information. And then I invite people to my webinar every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central, which would be 6 p.m. your time. Mm-hmm. You can register at runawaywebinar.com, runawaywebinar.com. And I spend an hour going over the 5 key burning questions that people have about going overseas. And that is, what does it cost? What kind of a life or lifestyle can I have? What kind of medical care can I get? And then can I work overseas? Those are the key ones. There's another one, safety. Mm-hmm. And so those are the 5 things you really want to look into. And we'll talk about those Wednesday at 6 p.m. your time, if anybody would like to join me.
And I'll add that runawaywebinar.com to the blog today after we get done. So it will be on the blog as well. Diane, Dave, who I just want to point out, when we started this show, Dave's background was the Arctic because it's hot outside. Dave has now made it to a nice ocean. Is that Mexico behind you now, Dave? Because I
Cancun.
Think Dave's packing. He's ready to go. He's ready to move. You may have created a monster here. What's your question for Diane? And it better not be, how soon can I get there?
No, we've talked frequently on the show how people of our age or my age, it's difficult to make new friends. Now, when you're going to a place you haven't lived in before, it would seem to be even more of a challenge. How do you work that out?
It's actually the opposite, Dave. What really happens is we're all expats. We're all uprooted. We don't have our moms and dads and cousins and nieces and nephews and kids here. So we all have a similar common experience of being alone in a new place. And so in the expatriate community, everybody bonds instantly.
So there is an expatriate community, per se.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And if you want to be surrounded by a lot of expats, there are entire communities that cater to expats. I don't necessarily, I want to be near an expat community, but I don't want to be in an expat community. Let me ask you this question. Language for a lot of people is going to be a barrier. They're like, oh, I don't speak Spanish, or I don't speak Portuguese, or I don't speak this. How do you, other than just saying learn the dang language, which is kind of my thinking, but how do you get past all of that stuff? How difficult is it to find English speakers around the world?
It depends. If you're in a tourist-oriented area, which I am, many people speak English. Anybody that you meet in the services, hotels, restaurants, public services, transportation, generally in a tourist area, they will speak English. I personally think I have the best of all worlds because this is a tourist haven. It's a gorgeous island with you know, pristine beaches. But I live in a local community. A friend moved in nearby, but I'm the only American on the street. All my neighbors are Mexican. The tourists tend to come and go. And then there's a small nucleus of expats who live here year round. And there's maybe 200 to 300 of us. And we all get together during the winter. There's a lot more because the snowbirds come down. But my friends are a combination of Mexicans. I have wonderful Mexican friends and neighbors and expats, Americans, and people in the international community. Mm-hmm. So you meet all of them and you really want a balance of both because you want the locals who are going to be your friends and give you the insider secrets and are going to protect you from getting ripped off and take care and nurture you. And then you want your expat friends that you have a lot in common with and you share culture. Because living anywhere is stressful. Overseas, you're going to have things that aren't perfect and you want to, you know, let off steam or complain about things or share common cultures. You want that expatriate community of people with common values. So I like to have a balance of both.
So do you hablé de español?
Yo hablo español muy bien. I speak fluent Spanish. That really helps.
Yeah.
And that helped me learn a lot faster so I could write my book.
Right.
Because I do speak fluent Spanish, so I could get in and talk to people and ask questions and talk to the waiters and the bellhops and you know, the barman and ask questions that a lot of people couldn't do if you didn't speak the language. So that helped me get there faster.
Well, I love this idea. And I think that now one of the other things that you talk about a lot in your writing is just the workforce has changed so dramatically over COVID that I think there are a lot of people that all of a sudden go, wait a minute, I can do this job from anywhere. Why do I have to have there be here? And I think we're going to see a lot of people making choices about where they are spending the vast majority of their time. And I think, Diane, your book probably will be very, very useful. If you didn't live in your beautiful little place where you live now and just, Diane, I'm going to tell you a secret since no one's listening right now. I'm going to tell you a secret. And that secret is I'm from Florida. And everybody when I was a kid found out how beautiful Florida was and they all moved there and ruined it. And then I moved to Colorado and everybody found out how beautiful it was here and they all moved here and ruined it. So really, you need to stop talking about where you live. Okay. I'm just word to the wising you. Stop it. Tell people shark attacks every day, blood in the water every day. Just horrible. You can't believe that you're stuck there. Trust me, this is the way, Diane, forward. Stop talking about it. If you couldn't live there, is there any other place in the world that you would want to live?
There are, if I could not live here, there are probably 20 other places I could easily live in. You know, other places in Mexico, I could go to Panama. I could go to Costa Rica. I could try other places. Mm-hmm. I found my place that makes me happy. I don't need to go anywhere else.
There you go.
If I couldn't live here, I would find another place and it would probably be here in Mexico or it would be someplace here in Central America.
Yep.
For a lot of reasons. Number one, I'm in the same time zone.
Yep.
I'm a $400 flight. It's an hour and a half flight to Miami from where I am. It's a 2-hour flight to Houston. I can get home if I need to for an emergency.
Right.
I've got great communication. There's a lot of things that have to do with logistics and flexibility. Sure. So that's one of the reasons that I like Mexico. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it's a little bit more difficult further down that you go, but all of them are doable. I know people who live in Thailand. Now, that's an expensive, long flight. Your kids aren't going to pop down for a 3-day break to see you, you know? So there's some, you know, accessibility logistics that are important.
Dave had one more question for you before we have to let you go, Diane.
Yeah. What would you say would be the number one English speaking place in the world that expats go to?
A lot of people are talking about Belize. I just had some people love Belize.
Belize is too third worldy for me.
Yeah, and the people who I know, Gal just came back there, they said it's very touristy. It's too catering to the expat community. They charge expats a lot, like you have to pay $150 a month to renew your tourist visa, things like that. I think Mexico, there's a million Americans who live in Mexico, and most people get by with the language just fine. You can't get into Australia. You can't get into New Zealand. They're on the other side of the world. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go to Ireland. It's cold there. You know, I'm a beach girl. So to me, Mexico is the best place for a whole bunch of reasons. But you might, if the language is really, really an issue and you say, I can't learn it, I won't learn it, then maybe you want to look at Belize. A lot of people have enjoyed that.
Well, I will tell you that the president of Costa Rica for the last few years has made a promise that every student who is currently in Costa Rican schools will graduate fluent in English because he realizes how important that is. Wow. So, Diane, this is super interesting. I'm sure that there are other people out here listening going, wait a minute, I can live in a one-bedroom, beautiful place on an island with a white sandy beach. Buy Diane's book, The Grown-Up's Guide to Running Away from Home. Earn dollars, spend pesos, escape to paradise. I put a link on the blog for that. And also I will add, as we go into break here, a link to her webinar that happens Wednesday night, 6 p.m. our time. Is that correct? 6 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay, 6 p.m. our time. I'll put that on the blog right now. Diane Hu, thank you so much. Great information.
Well, thank you. It's been so fun talking with you. And when you're making your plans for Costa Rica, come by and check this out before you go.